StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome everybody. This is Joe from StartupRad.io, your startup podcast and YouTube blog from Germany. Today, bringing you another interview in our media partnership with the Content Shift Accelerator Program, which is the accelerator program of the German Association of Book Printers and Book Publishers. Nonetheless, we don't have an actual book printer or publisher here in the interview. Of course, we do have a startup here. But first, I would like to welcome the CEO and founder, Felix.
Thanks. Hi, everyone.
It is a great pleasure to have you here. And you guys are called Artificial Connect. We will pretty soon get to that. Let's first go a little bit through your life and what you've done, which led you to this stage. Actually, funny thing is you are from Hanover. Yes, there's a Hanover in Germany for all the Americans out there. And yes, it's a very nice place. I've been living there for project quite some time, and I'm pretty familiar with the area around Maschsee. For everybody who knows a little bit German, the official German language, like without any dialect, was at one point decided to be the Hanover dialect. So you speak proper High German, right?
Yeah, I hope so, but I'm not really sure if I can transfer that to English. So the English listeners would not hear it, but everybody says so, that we might speak very clear German, accent-free.
Ha, huh, good place to start if you want to study German. That said, I've been stalking you on LinkedIn like I do with all my guests, and if you're viewing this on YouTube, or if you're listening this, go down here and listening to this in our audio podcast, go down here in the show notes, you'll find a link to our blog post, which will contain your LinkedIn profile. That said, if you're new to our channel, hit the like and subscribe button and be sure to ring the bell that you don't miss another episode. That said, you actually started out in advertisement. How did you end up with an AI company?
Well, I started in 2012 working for the Matzak Media. That's a company, quite a big company, based in Hanover with subsidiaries in a lot of cities. It's a media company, formerly a newspaper company. After that, they went into a lot of other companies and industries. I did a corporate study program there. In Germany, it is quite well known, I think, for the listeners outside of Germany or outside of Europe. That's a program in which you can study and work in the same time. So a company is funding your studies. And I did that in Hanover with Matzak, and went into different areas of the company, finance, controlling, sales, marketing, online marketing, strategy. And I really liked the sales department there, because of several reasons, because of the strong focus on national customers, on digital sales, on online marketing. And there were several digitization projects ahead that I was able to participate in. So I worked after this three-year program that I worked on from 2012 to 2015. I worked for about 1 year in the national key account management with big customers from different industries of Germany. And from that on, I went into some other departments of Matzak that included especially the strategy department, where I got into contact with a lot of data projects. Since I studied economics in my bachelor's degree, that was to some degree quite new, especially on the operational side. I was able to learn a lot during this project, and Then another project occurred at the interception of sales and digitization, especially if it comes to intelligent systems that might predict which customer you should call at which time with which product. So that is how I got into more and more contact with data and sales. And I did that until 2018. So that have been my MATSEC years.
We may add, for everybody who's not familiar with the integrated studies, as it's sometimes called, basically, it's you go to a college during semester, and during your time off, when you don't have classes, you actually work, and during the whole time, you get the same salary. It's very interesting concept here in Germany. So you have been working in a company where you also studied, and then you got in touch with more and more data science in relation to sales. What did it do with you? What did you learn from there?
I learned a lot about the data structure, about how you can handle big volumes of data. And I got an understanding, not a deep understanding, because I wasn't able to program, to develop on my own. But I got an understanding on how data infrastructure works and on how software-based products are functioning at its core. And since I wasn't able to understand it, I didn't know about any coding, any programming languages. I decided to learn that. And then I started learning Python, especially for data science.
That sounds like a really, really busy time.
Well, I started learning Python, and I started to understand the syntax and the idea of Python as an object-oriented programming language. But that was only the one side. The other side was all the statistical background that I needed to get into more data science. And then I decided to take part at a bootcamp based in Hamburg. It's called Neue Fische. I think bootcamps like that are accessible all over the world so far, or by now. And in this bootcamp, I spent 3 months on developing basic data science skills. We had a very, very high-skilled coach. His name is Matthias, and Matthias worked as a chief data scientist before. He worked at the Zalando EdTech Lab. He is a practitioner through and through. He once studied mathematics and then did his PhD in applied mathematics, and then worked for several years at a young company, which they later sold to Zalando, and he always worked in the data department and the data science, handled data science tasks. And for me, that was very interesting because I had a very, very good coach who knew his stuff and who brought us all this data science knowledge on the table through new cases every 1 or 2 days from the business side. And in this 3 months period, I extended it a little bit to 4 or 5 months. But in this main 3 months period, I kind of got the entry to data science and learned the basic knowledge.
I see. And what was the moment you actually decided to make your own company out of that? When was the moment when you decided, that could be something out of which I could turn into a real business? What was that moment like?
Well, I think There have been two moments. The first is besides coding, I have a passion for wine. And I started last year to become a sommelier. And I studied for that, and I learned a lot about wine, about vineyards, about the different styles in harvesting the wine and the grapes and the wine stocks. And during that time, I got into contact with an e-commerce company that is selling wine online. And they told me about the problem they had. They discussed how to implement a recommendation engine, so that you, as a wine enthusiast or as a potential customer, are getting some recommendations on which wines you might like and you might dislike. And we thought about that together. I think we had a Chardonnay doing that. And while we thought about that, we came to the idea that we should just start to develop such a recommendation engine. And there are several types which we then developed. And that was a point from which on I thought, well, I really like that, especially if it comes to tasks where you can automate processes that generate higher value for companies, like natural language processing tasks, for example. That was the first point. And the second point that occurred was I spoke a lot with my former head coach, Matthias, and with another person who attended this boot camp. His name is Alex. We spoke a lot about business ideas, about machine learning ideas, and not only ideas, but especially needs, which problems are not solved yet, and are there some problems that you might solve with machine learning? And then we thought a lot about natural language processing, about media, especially about the generating of content. And that was a point where we thought, well, let's give it a try.
And how did you end up from the very fun area of recommending wine to doing like something like automated, very localized event announcements?
So since Mark Klages, the fourth founder, co-founder of the Artificial Connect, and I have a background in the media industry, we had a lot of contacts to media companies. And the first projects we did, which were mainly consulting projects, we did with those media companies. So we were in the consulting business, and we developed some services for them, some smaller prototypes or some products that they are using now. And within these meetings, we spoke with a lot of newspapers, especially with the editorial staff. And they told us that they had several problems in their local market, especially if it comes to local journalism and to the event market. And the first time we heard that, we thought, well, that's interesting. And then we went on with our other projects. And the second time we heard another customer telling us about the same problem, we got more and more interested in that. And then we asked a lot of media companies in Germany what they are thinking about this specific problem. And if we would solve that problem, would that be provide a high value if we would develop an automated solution for this specific task? So most of the directors and so on we spoke to, they said that it really would be a great value for them. And then we looked at on the business side, on the financials, and after a while, we decided to go into that market, the market for structured text generation, where we are building a machine learning product that is able to automatically generate content based on just a few input words or input sentences that you are giving the product.
Basically, you had the rough idea of a recommendation engine, which turned into, from a wine, very fun recommendation, into an also fun, like very localized event recommendation. Is that about true?
I think that's one side of it, but it's only the tip of the iceberg. The main problem we would like to solve is if you're looking at the local market in every city, in every country, in a time in which you are not speaking about Corona, in a time where everybody can enjoy themselves and go out and have fun, we are seeing a lot of events, especially in the local market. Events that you have to pay for to go there, or events that are free, that do not have a price to enter. And this event market, there are a lot of players included, actually. We are separating that event market into a short tail and into a long tail. In the short tail, we would assume that there are events like very big concerts or smaller concerts, but events that are quite well known, events that you have to pay for in general, and events that are covered by a lot of ticketing companies. And then we have the long tail. And in the long tail, there are also events that you have to pay for to go there. But there are also events that you do not have to pay for, that are part of the cultural life. And this long tail event market is very fragmented. It consists out of a lot of players within this market, and there's no player that covers all the events. And one problem that all the publishers that we worked with together had was first to generate all the event information about all the events that are going on in their local neighborhood, and second, to write articles about that specific event. About all these events, an example from my hometown, from Hanover, is there are between 40 to 60,000 events each year, and the only source where you can really find all of those events some kind of open source is the newspaper. But the newspaper is not writing an article for every event, maybe only for 5 to 10%, and that's very cost intense. And what we are developing is a service which generates automatically event announcements. So a service that first gathers all the event information and then takes, for example, the title, the place, the price, the host, and so on. Uses this information, categorizes it, classifies it, and then generates articles out of it that you can publish in a print medium or online to generate more visits and to provide a better customer experience for example for your fans or for your listeners or your readers. And the third part then is to personalize the way in which we are presenting this event information, or especially in which our customers, for example, newspapers or publishers in the book industry, are distributing the event information through different channels.
I see, I see. Before we get into what Content Shift did for you, I have one more question. What type of areas are you currently thinking about, like, to also get in? Because I assume you wrote a solution for one problem, but with a tiny bit of adjustment, it may be able to be, like, applied to other problems as well.
That's right. There are several markets that are quite interesting. For example, in general, e-commerce and some niches of that, and the whole pharmaceutical market is quite interesting as well, the health market in general. And then there are several other industries, smaller industries compared to e-commerce or the health market, that might be of interest as well. And areas in which we are currently speaking to potential partners to enter those markets.
What would you do there?
We would provide, for example, a service that generates texts and large volumes of texts. For example, if you are an e-commerce company and you have a lot of products in your stock, and you have product descriptions that are duplicate content, for example, we could create unique content. For example, a company that sells washing machines, laundry machines, or that sells wine online, or that is selling other things. We could provide them with product descriptions that make them or that are helping them to get a better search index and so on.
I see. One more question. How are you guys currently financed? Are you currently looking for external investors?
We are quite open. We are quite open to have conversations about external investments. So far, we chose to bootstrap the whole company. And until this point, we do not have an external investor.
I see. Let's get a little bit into our partner. Because first, how did you learn about Content Shift? And secondly, what did it do for you? What was the benefits of participating in it?
Yeah, so a market that we are very interested in is the reading market, readings about books. I think readings are getting more and more popular. And when we thought about the way that our products might fit into the book industry, especially because we are interested in readings, we found out that the program Content Shift helps young companies to develop their products and to give them a space in which they can have a very, very, very intense discussion with persons from the book industry in a very high role, managers, publishers, and so on, to speak about the pros and cons, the benefits of the product, and where we should in which way we should go and develop our product. So we did some research, and it did not take us long to get in touch with Content Shift. And then we applied, and it took us a few weeks until we got a message that we are in, of which we were very happy. And then the 3 months program started. It's nearly over now, so I think about three months ago it started. And at first, we had a lot of possibilities to discuss our product with within a mentoring program. So each company had an own mentor, and this mentor provided us with book industry insights. We spoke about the product. We spoke about possible adjustments that we had to take to to develop the product in a more adjustable way for the book industry. Then we had several meetings and workshops in which we presented the, at this point, current state of the product development and the next milestones we would like to reach by October and by the end of the year. And we got a lot of very very good input there from the people, from the managers gathered inside Content Shift.
So it was more the network, the feedback that you actually could approach people in the book and publishing industry. That was the main benefit for you guys, right?
That is the main benefit for us. I think so far the program is not yet finished, but so far it for us was a big success because we learned a lot about how to really adjust the product and to reach a good market fit.
I see. And we're recording this actually knowing you are a finalist, but we're not sure if you guys have won. But it will be published afterwards. So if you go down here in the show notes, you'll most likely see our link to the winner. Only thing left for me to say is best of luck. Hope to talk to you soon again.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.